Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at local and national politics. I'm Daniela Vidal. On this week's show, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith has this commentary, focusing on what to make of the first presidential debate from last Monday.
Can you endure one more commentary about last week's presidential debate? If not, tune to sister station KMUC for some fine classical music. Still listening? What did not happen at the debate is important. Neither candidate made one of those bonehead mistakes that they would be talking about 50 years from now, although Trump's boast about not paying taxes may eventually qualify. Neither candidate landed one of those staggering blows that are part of presidential debate legend. Both candidates were pretty much as advertised. Clinton was prepared and pretty much unflappable. Trump was blustery and aggressive, alpha dog to the hilt. Trump said many outrageous things. Clinton said many boring things. Were the debate being judged by traditional debate metrics, Clinton won. But millions of viewers neither knew nor cared about traditional debate rules. To them, this event was visceral and tribal. I watched with a group of about 50 Columbia College students. Before the debate, there was a show of hands straw poll. 5 for Clinton, 14 for Trump, 24 undecided or for someone else, or not for either Trump or Clinton. After the debate, there were 6 for Clinton, 12 for Trump, and 14 others. Many had left. Most of the audience were traditional age college students and therefore millennials, so the lack of enthusiasm for either Clinton or Trump was not unexpected. I wondered how many were registered to vote but wouldn't bother come November 8th. One of the strangest aspects of this election is this. There are several Republicans, probably including their vice presidential nominee, but maybe not including Donald Trump, who could beat Clinton. And there are several Democrats, probably including their vice presidential nominee, but maybe not Hillary Clinton, who could beat Trump. This is still Clinton's election to lose. Every time Trump opens his mouth and his Twitter account, he loses more votes, especially among women. But those are not necessarily votes that Clinton picks up. The second debate on October 9th and the third, if there is one, on October 19th may not be helpful. Most people have made up their minds about the candidates and now have to decide whether to vote. I won't be surprised if turnout is below the last two presidential elections. If it is, it will be a problem for Clinton. The late historian Stephen Ambrose wrote many wonderful books. He entitled his book about the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, Nothing Like It in the World. That title also fits the 2016 election campaign. This is Terry Smith.
The next presidential debate is Sunday, October 9th at Washington University in St. Louis. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Daniela Vidal, and thanks for listening.